reach the eye. My name's Dave, a.k.a. every one of the Ninja Turtles, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from FistfulofPodcasts.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts, all the way from the Reno Sparks area, and up first, and the Mamma Mia to my Papa Boner, Andy A-Dog Bergevin.
Hey, David, what do you call a fat psychic?
I don't know.
A fortune teller.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Also a fat banking clerk.
I would also have accepted a large medium.
Oh, my god. Okay, also there in studio, there with Andy, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard, or the Sunny Jim to the Papa Boner and Mamma Mia, Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
Don't understand the reference.
I was trying... here's the thing, Adam. I spent this entire week trying to work in Papa Boner, Mamma Mia, and Sunny Jim. Because those are the... it was a failure. You know, exploded on the launch pad. But still, I had to try it. In studio.
Elon Musk.
Well, and here's the problem, too, is this is where it all falls apart. I don't have one for Krista. So here's Krista. She's over there on the couch.
Punk ass.
There's no...
Well, you put just a little bit more time into it. You could have thought of one for Krista.
Right? I'm always
Cousin
the
Larry,
last person thought of.
Cousin Larry?
Mm-hmm. Cousin Larry! Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, man. I've been hearing, for whatever reason, speaking of that, I've been hearing a lot about Perfect Strangers lately for some reason.
It's coming back.
Is it?
It's all of it is on Hulu right now. So if you would like to watch every episode of Perfect Strangers,
I've been needing to look that up, and I'm glad you verified that for me because I do want to visit, you know, Cousin Larry and his zany cousin from Meepos.
It sure does hold up. Wink.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing about that show is, like, if you weren't born at exactly the right time, like right as we're being born, if you're anytime after that, you have no idea who Perfect Strangers are. You probably don't even know who Family Matters is.
Probably not.
I know Family Matters. I don't know Perfect Strangers.
See, the cutoff date is so hair thin.
See, the only Perfect Strangers episode I remember is the one where the guy was coming to box Cousin Larry's ears. It was in a box.
Oh, God. Got really grisly.
I could not tell you the details of a single episode of that show.
Me neither.
What about the details of an episode of Dinosaurs?
Do you
don't even remember the one where Robbie was doing steroids?
No, I do remember that.
The steroids were like critters?
Yeah, they looked like critters. And they made you like sprout spikes all over yourself.
What the fuck? No, I don't remember a single detail. Like, those are just vague ideas in my mind.
A blast from the past.
Do you remember any Cosby show, or did you always fall asleep?
I watched Cosby show in my latter day life, too. So I'm very familiar with a lot of those episodes. I do, like, you know how on The Simpsons they're all like, oh, it's your grandpa and he's a famous jazz musician, and he's got like seven grandpas and they're all jazz musicians?
Yeah.
Like, that is no joke. Every time a character shows up, we're like, hey, it's your Uncle So-and-so, a great jazz musician. He hooks me up with the pills I'm going to be using later.
Oh, God.
There's the wonderful episode about... Oh, what's the son? I can't even remember the son's name. Son's
Theo.
Name.
Theo.
Theo.
Rudy.
Theo, like his mom's
Rudy.
Going through his
Lisa
math Bonet. Book and a joint falls out.
A single joint. That was like that Seventh Heaven episode.
And then she's like, it wasn't mine. I was saving it for somebody else. It's like, Theo, don't you know that the marijuana is going to get you arrested?
We're black people that are trying to act like white, my child.
If a policeman found even one gram of this marijuana in the carpet in front of the house, we would all be in prison.
Yeah, crazy time to be alive, the 90s. You know, people say that about the 80s, but I don't believe them.
Let me tell you about the 90s, Krista.
Boy, oh boy.
I was alive then.
That's the one thing I love the most is reminiscing about the 90s. But I also lived through a fair shake of the 80s. Could not give a rat's ass for them. Everything about the 80s was 100% terrible.
Well, see, and here's the thing. It's always like, oh, I was born in the 1980s. I'm an 80s kid. Like, no, you were a kid during the 90s.
Yeah, right. You were an 80s baby. That's interesting that you say that, because there's remember when we used to play music on this show? There was a band called Oh No Yoko, and they had a song that said they were kids from the 90s. But they qualified that as being born in the 90s. And all the references were from the fucking 2000s. And I'm like, bitch, you're not a fucking kid who grew up in the 90s. You grew up in the 2000s.
Yeah, it's sort of a misleading phrase.
Yeah, 90s means you were like, what would you say? Maybe between 8 and...
It has to be like your formative years.
Right. So maybe even younger. Maybe like 6 to 16.
Yeah, well, I was 2 to 12.
Yeah, so you got just at the tail. Because you missed the early 90s. When people talk about the 90s, they always talk about the early to mid 90s. No one gives a fuck about the late 90s because they were fucking terrible.
The late 90s, we were just getting into the 2000s. We were revving up.
Well,
everything
about the 90s is all about the early 90s. The only thing about the late 90s is Y2K.
Right. Because that's the thing. I'll say, Alexa, play me some 90s music, and the first thing she'll play is like some butt rock piece of shit Finger 11 song from 1999. And I'm like, Alexa, you know what I'm talking about.
If you asked me to play you some 90s music, the first thing that came to mind was Ace of Base.
Right, that's a good one. One of my favorites is the Wallflowers with their one hit, One Headlight. Mm-hmm. Love that
Gin
song.
Blossom, Stone Temple Pilots, we could go on.
Oh, man, all the now. Hits...
No, nobody ever wants to watch Blossom.
No. But
whoa.
We,
kind of, how does she get where today?
No one wants to wear Blossom, but people will be clamoring to get my greatest hits of the early 90s, because that's the only part that was good.
Yeah, it's true. But David, speaking of decades and stuff, Adam and I found an article for Business Insider.
And articles never lie.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Talking about the micro generation that we belong to.
Okay. Why the need to dissect it any further? But I'm still interested.
I would agree with that, but he brings up good points.
Okay.
So they call the micro generation, it's from 77 to 85, and it's Xennials.
So what does that mean?
It means you grew up with an analog childhood and a digital adulthood.
Whoa! All right, I'm on board.
Wait,
now.
What's the year again?
I'm totally on board.
77 to 85.
Oh.
So you're a millennial.
Oh.
I get to be a Xennial.
I just thought it was like they're usually when they talk about millennials, like all these kids that know all this technology, like I didn't have any of it growing up.
Right.
Yeah, that's always been my big gripe with it too.
You know what? But here's the craziest thing about it. When you said Xennials, my first reaction was I seized upon Zen, because remember like the holistic shit that was like the wave that happened in the early 90s.
Oh, it still happens.
I was thinking. Well, yeah, I was thinking, whoa, like, we're based off of, like, the resurgence of the hippie movement. So when they say Xennials, what does that mean?
I don't know. Give me maybe he'll further explain.
Well, it's just the combination,
it's combination of Generation X and Millennial.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's with the X, not a Z. Okay, yeah, there we go.
I mean, I suppose I could have said Xennials, but that's not the way that is pronounced.
X could give it to you Ennials.
It should be Xennials?
DMXennials.
Yeah, we're just the DMXennials now.
When I finally saw the internet, I must have been 12.
Yeah, 12 right? or 13, right? That is crazy, because we are going to be the last bastion of like having to wait an entire 24 hours to download a single song.
Just like, and it was always a bad. It was mistitled.
Always. That was the thing. If you wanted to get your shit heard, but you did not want the credit, you titled your shitty band song something by Metallica.
Or, man, so back in the days of Kazaa. Or Kazam?
Oh my god.
Kazaa.
It's before Kazaa. There was streaming porn, so you'd go on Kazaa and be like, I don't know.
I want to try and find this.
And
what will I feel like beating off to in 45 minutes?
I have a vivid memory of going on Kazaa and being like, oh, I don't know, blowjob. And it was this chick. This chick took this dildo and shoved it all the way down her throat and then just started throwing up everywhere. And I went, ah!
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is you can search whatever you wanted on it, but it was like a mystery bag.
It was a minefield, man. That's what kids, that's what the millennials don't, that's what you don't know, Krista, is how hard it was to get
let's
porn.
Explain it to you, Krista.
Yeah, how hard it was to get porn.
I mean,
porn
I was never
in
into porn when I was younger, but like Napster and Kazaa, I used to use whenever when we eventually got a computer.
Yeah, but that's like the craziest thing, because I actually ran into, you know, the rapper from, I feel like I've said this before, but the rapper from the Gorillaz on the first Del album, Del.
I feel like this comes up every day in the Lindblad house.
I'm
Krista,
so
have
tired
you heard
about
this Deltra?
So I've tired never heard this story.
But that's how I found out about Del's solo stuff, is I downloaded a track that said it was the Gorillaz, which obviously someone was like, oh, it's that guy from the Gorillaz. So they're like, Gorillaz. Or, you know, who knows? That's the thing. It was the Wild West.
Basically, of the internet.
Yeah. And you know, I now, and I try to keep my patience at a tolerable, like, I don't want to be one of those people who's like, constantly tapping an icon or like freaking out. So, but still, if a video on my phone takes 30 seconds to load, I almost lose my mind.
Almost.
It is so, but that's the thing. We'll get the luxury, if you will, of looking back and when it was shitty.
Well, that's what I keep thinking about, is like, we're going to be the generation where like kids will interview us for reports later on for elementary school to like ask us about how time was before the internet.
What was it like to have a computer that couldn't use a mouse?
Oh man. But we had these dusty old tomes that lined one room of our house. And if you wanted to know something, you'd have to read dozens upon dozens of words.
Except that your parents bought the tome back in 1977. So all the information is outdated.
Floppy back then.
The ancient tomes, I should have said.
Seriously, we had an encyclopedia set, but if you wanted to know about anything that happened after 1964...
Yeah, sorry. Same thing. I think ours was from the 80s, which was not bad considering it was the early 90s, the best time to be alive.
We didn't have early a computer to mid-90s. In our house until we got a Gateway. Was the first computer that Dell. We had.
Well, no, the Gateways were the best. They came in that cow box, and they got... Every time my dad upgraded the computer, I was like, oh, shit, I could finally play all those computer games from 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I don't think we're in an era where, can you buy, like, are pre-made computers like a huge thing, are people starting to build their own now?
Pre-made computers are a huge thing, except that the thing is that people go and get laptops.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you got against laptops?
I have nothing against laptops. It's just that it's like, you normally, it used to be you'd walk into the computer store and you'd see like the towers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only place I see them now is when I go to the Fry's Electronics, that big ass mega store that you have to drive 40 minutes to get to. But they'll have fucking towers for days. But they also build practically everything in there. So I didn't. But I'm watching a lot of this retro nostalgia, like computers from the 80s, like the Commodore and shit. And it's weird that there are so many competitors in that market now, whereas before there was like four or five.
Yeah. Well, it was now, basically like, HP, Gateway. Mm-hmm. Dell didn't come in until the 2000s when they had those commercials with the guy who goes, dude, I'm getting a Dell, and it was also John Hodgman.
Yeah, John Hodgman and the guy from Walrus. Justin Long?
Justin Long, yes.
There we go. Yeah. And that's the thing. Now there's Asus and Acer and fucking Alien. There's a million of them.
It's weird. Never ever buy an Alienware, but Asus has treated both of us right.
Yeah, the last two Asus computers I've had have been really good.
Yeah, that V8, that small block V8 with the water cooling out, I parked by my TV is an Asus.
They're very good. What else was like the in the age now where you could say, "Hey mom, can I get this game? It's $5 and it's on my phone." Where I used to have to go into the mom, can I go over and look at the electronics while you're grocery shopping? Yes, good. Now mom, I know that all of these games are $40, but this one's on sale, and I knew in my mind it was like it's going to be shitty, but the box art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had, but that's all you had. You couldn't
that back then though.
But that's literally all you had to go on. Like, you would either wait for someone you knew to give you a review of the game, or just go off the box art and, like, cross your fingers that you didn't come home with, like, Deadly Towers or something like that. Holy
and it was
shit.
One of those, everybody complains now, like, oh, man, they haven't patched this small bug out of this computer game. Where back in the day, the developer would be like, it's a feature now.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, like, you would fall through the floor and die, and they're like, eh, you know, no firmware updates, sorry.
Avoid that piece of floor.
Yeah, watch out for that.
Yeah, it just becomes like a hazard in the game.
Yeah, it's so weird,
when there was
man.
Cheat codes, but a lot of the cheat codes were actually, like, the debug menu for the game
mm-hmm.
that they had to use while they were developing it.
Well, and I still remember this. I couldn't even tell you how I knew about it at the time, but one of my first games I had for Nintendo was Mega Man 3. And mm-hmm. it's a single-player game, but if you plug in a second-player controller... You have to hold like left or right down on the D-pad on the second player controller, and then you could just jump to the ceiling whenever you wanted.
What?
So yeah, and I don't know how I knew about this because I don't think I had internet at the time.
Well, that's Nintendo the thing. Like, you
I didn't have Nintendo Power.
It's the same thing. Well, but somebody at your school obviously did.
I don't know how I got wind of it, but so I would be playing Mega Man 3, and I would set like a gigantic dictionary down on the second player controller to push the button.
Well, you know what's crazy? Now that you say that, like, word got around when we were kids. Like, mm-hmm. that was how fast, like, word gets around fast now with the internet. Like, you could say something on Twitter and, like, everyone in the world knows it. But, like, back then, it was just word of mouth and shit still went everywhere.
Yeah. Well, again, Mario 3 comes out. How do you know to crouch on that white block?
Which white block?
Right.
The one that, what? It's in, like, World 1-1 or 1-2, and you crouch down on a white block, you fall through the block, and then you can
get the one you
whistle.
Fall behind.
It's been so long.
Yeah, I remember that. And that's the thing. You would just hear about it. Like, my cousin would just be like, oh, check this out. And he would do it. And I'm like, whoa, where would you ever find that knowledge? Oh, man.
It was a magazine that we had a monthly subscription to.
See, that I feel like my childhood was wildly different since we were poor. Because I didn't get a Nintendo until like 3 years after the SNES was out.
Well...
So, I you know,
well, you say
video
that, but
games...
I never got an SNES. I skipped that generation entirely.
I had an SNES and a Sega Genesis with a Sega Channel.
I had a Game Gear. That
Whoa,
was pretty neat.
Oh, you had the Sega Channel?
Yeah, well, Sega Channel was like, it was my parents' way, because it was only cost like $5 to $15 a month. It was my parents' way of saying, we don't need any video games. You have like 60 on that thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But were they any good?
Yeah, well, they had all sorts of shit.
I've totally forgot about Sega.
And there was, I actually won a hat, like, they had a thing, and because it'd save your progress, but they had,
right.
they'd have, like, contests, and be like, you have to get this far and this many games, and do these things, and we'll look at your stuff and send you stuff.
Cool.
If you win enough months in a row, you'll get a whole ensemble.
Look, I just have a costume of Sonic the Hedgehog.
We'll clothe you.
Hey, you got your Sega gym shorts and your Sega windbreaker and your Sega sweatbands.
But you know what I was thinking about the other day was the Nintendo World Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw Were somebody you? Post that his dad used to work and he had all his badges. They actually came, like, when we got our first Walmart, Nintendo World Championships was outside and they had a gigantic, like, two-story tail inflatable Mario with his raccoon
tail. I stopped by that, too. It's the only time I've ever seen anything like that in town.
And they put five kids up and you had to play a King Griffey home run... King Griffey Jr.'s Home Run Derby,
classic.
Mario Kart,
yeah,
Super Mario All Stars, and one and F Zero maybe.
I thought it was like Lost Levels or something.
It was Lost Levels. And if you participated, you got a hat. And if you won, you got a shirt. And I won, so I would wear that thing as soon as it was washed. Like, look at me, Nintendo guy. And it was a very 90s shirt. It was like white with like the neon orange
bright
and
pink.
Purple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why? Like everything, like every piece of clothing in the 90s had some sort of neon on it.
Well,
like
yeah.
you could be wearing a smart blazer. You're going out into the town. It'll have a fucking pink stripe down the back.
Yeah, I want a suit with neon pinstripes.
Oh, we can.
Yeah.
Which one?
Fucking crazy. Oh, and so guys, I meant to bring this up last week, but I forgot. So now that I'm growing this beard, it coincides with something that I finally broke myself of, biting my nails. I would constantly bite my nails when I was stressed.
Now you pull
stressed.
Your beard hair like Adam.
Sometimes I do. I'm trying not to do that too much, too, because it like really...
Yeah, I have a problem with it.
Yeah, it's hard not to, especially if you're just sitting watching something. Anyway, moral of the story is, like, I stopped biting my nails, and I don't know how to, like, cut them right or at all.
That's what Mercy's problem has been recently. She just got over biting her nails, and now she doesn't know how to maintain them.
Yeah, no idea. So I just let them go, and I'm like, I'll get a manicure, and I'll see what she does. And I told you about the manicure thing. But that's the thing, like, the time leading up to it, they got so fucking long, I look like Howard Hughes. I got this scraggly-ass gross beard, got these long yellow nails, and I'm like, ugh. Like, I'm like Nosferatu with a terrible beard.
I've got a hobo who showed up for this appointment.
Yeah, so I am now I'm finally coming around to like an appropriate length to keep them, because like I just don't care. Like if I'm not looking down, I'm not like do. Then you look down, you got a lady hand.
Well, I cut them as soon as they start like getting in the way of things.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding. Like that's another thing that since I've never had nails because I always bite them, I'm snagging them on literally everything. Fucking thing they like. I'll jam my nail on like in my pocket, or I'll grab a can of Coke. And I'm like, my fucking finger. I'm constantly stubbing my goddamn fingers on these things. So I'm tempted to just keep biting them down. Like, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, if I have an itch, they really hit the spot now. But, like, they're caught up. Like, I'm ripping holes in shirts and shit because they'll get, like, a little snag.
Are you Teen Wolf?
Yeah. I'm, like, you know, running out into the night eating, you know, live chickens.
Surfing on top of fans.
Yeah, because they'll break on literally anything, and then the next thing you do is like you're just walking and you casually scratch your face, and as your hand drops, snags your shirt and tears it from nipple to hip, and you're like, what the fuck?
That has literally never happened to me.
David has adult-sized baby fingernails.
You need more vitamins. Yeah.
Well, that's I take a multi. I don't know what more I can do.
Take some prenatals. They'll do you great.
I can eat some fingernails. Maybe if I eat more, like, you know, when you feed a chicken eggshells to give them back the calcium they're losing. Ugh. Maybe if I eat a bunch of fingernails, mine will grow in nice and strong.
I don't know if I like this plan.
Yeah, save them in a jar and save several jars at once so you always have some snacks.
Yeah, I'll grind them up. I'll put them in an artisan pepper grinder.
Yeah, just grind them on top.
Just a little garnish on every meal. And
just
I'll
don't
have
put them next about to the worse actual it gets.
Pepper for you, sir.
Yeah,
powder.
It'll make your nails strong. So yeah, I'm finally getting over that. Also, here's another thing. Now, you are both uncles, right?
Yes.
Number one, do your family members occasionally refer to people outside of the family as Uncle So-and-so?
Yes.
No.
It's happened.
Does it annoy you?
No.
I mean, I can see it annoying me. Like, I kind of earned this title.
Right, it annoys the fuck out of me.
I live long enough for my siblings to have children.
Well, that's the thing. It ruins my brand. Because, like, my nephew, they're always saying, oh, Uncle So-and-so and Uncle this and Uncle that. And I'm like, bitch, like, don't fuck with my brand. Like, if any one of these guys are dicks, like, the idea of an uncle is ruined.
Yeah,
like,
I don't go to your children and call other people mom and dad.
Yeah, hey, this is a Daddy Mark, and that's Daddy John. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
I feel like you're getting into a weird S&M thing that you're introducing these kids to.
Well,
Daddy Mark.
I don't know how many kids will be running around a place like that.
Well, I thought you were bringing them over.
No!
Not the kids, but the people.
Oh, no, still no. But that's the thing. I don't want my brand fucked with, and I don't like it when they say, oh, Uncle So-and-so. It makes me fucking crazy.
Maybe you should come up with your own special title that they can't take away from you.
Unky. That's an easy one. Or you can just be cool.
You can have that one.
I'll pass on that one. But the problem is like, okay, here's the thing. Like, if you don't have a brother and there's no real uncle or aunt or whatever, you know, knock yourself out. Or if someone is married into the family, then, you know, go for it. But don't have one of your friends go as Uncle So-and-so. That's my goddamn title, you fuck.
I don't know. I don't care. I'm an aunt, but I don't care that all of the other girls are too.
It's not right. I don't like it. I think that I have gotten this position.
So if
I don't have, listen, I don't have much, and anything that dilutes what I have, I take as an offense.
I tell you what though, maybe I don't take it as offense because I have the title of great uncle, and you can't take that away from me.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I guess because you're already one level deep, so like there, no one is going to be like, "Oh, there's Great Uncle Adam." Like, but that's the thing. You're securing that brand. You have got like the upper echelon.
Well, look, I've been an uncle since I was born, so it's not like a new title to me.
Well, yeah, that's the. I had to wait 30 years, 30 right? plus years. So, I feel like
I feel like I put in the time.
Yeah, it's all I got. Don't fuck with it.
We need these boundaries, otherwise they're gonna start calling like the dog Uncle Sparky.
Yeah,
Uncle Sparky.
Where does it end?
Yeah, then
where does it end? I ask you.
What then? What could a duck be an uncle? Oh man,
no, that's
guys,
let's just hop in Uncle Van and we'll go down to the store.
Yeah, let's go to Uncle Fry's. Grab me an Uncle gallon of milk.
Uncle,
or a gallon of Uncle.
They just turned to the Smurfs. But then they see uncles. A village of tiny, slightly chubby men who steal your nose.
Son of an uncle. Now, do you guys still occasionally run into the mullet out in the wild?
I honestly can't remember the last time I've seen it.
Usually it's on children, and yes.
Yeah, they're getting less and less. And that's the thing. You usually see them on children, but here's
what's a recessive gene.
Well, this is what blows my mind. In this day and age, who is still wearing, I ran into a guy today, still wearing a mullet. And I'm like, dude, when you look around and you're the only one who has a hairstyle, does it ever occur to you to be like, wait a minute? Like, imagine this.
I'm picturing it now.
Back in the olden times, everyone wore a white powdered wig. Imagine being the last holdout for wigs. Everyone's got normal hair. There's a guy, huge head of puffy powdered shit, and you're like, "What the? Like, we've all moved on, dude. Like, it would be like if you guys were still wearing tri-quartered hats." Or, like, we're all still wearing, like, pantaloons. Like, shit, get your head out of your ass, man. You're, like, the last one.
That's a really interesting point. Like, I would really like to see that transition from powdered wigs to not powdered wigs.
Yeah.
I think when they finally figured out how to get rid of lice, that was the thing.
Yeah. Or like, when did they pull the buckles off of hats? Like, who was the first guy to be like, no buckle for me? And then who was the last guy who was like, I'll be goddamned if they take my buckle from my hat.
I'll die before they take my buckle.
Buckle is protecting my hat's chastity.
Yeah. Like, who? The early adopters are always like, man, you're weird. And then the late, like the ones who hold on too long are like, same side of the, different side of the same coin. Yeah. It's like, man, we've all moved on, dude. Except
maybe.
Cindy Lauper. She will not get out of the 80s.
Well, and she doesn't need to.
Yeah, that's fine.
But maybe, David, he was just coming from a Joe Dirt convention.
If you can find me a Joe Dirt convention, and I mean this, if you can find me a Joe Dirt convention, I will blow you.
I was going to look it up, but I don't really like the stage.
I don't want the prize.
No one's going to a Joe Dirt. Maybe there would be a booth about Joe Dirt at a David Spade convention.
Did I tell you the other day we looked up the music video for Goonies Are Good Enough?
No.
David, so the music video is weird. Cyndi Lauper goes on an adventure and she meets the Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole song and then the song ends. Mm-hmm. And then there's a part two, same song, except that the Iron Sheik...
Uh-huh.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper show up at a gas station, and then they go on an adventure with Cyndi Lauper.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, now that you bring that up about music videos, the Carl's Jr. I always go to always is playing music videos from the 80s on the TVs that are spread through the place. I don't know why, but here's the thing. Even if you were a woman in the 80s, you made a gay music video. Like, okay, who sings Physical? Olivia Newton-John?
Sure.
That sounds plausible.
Whoever it is, not Olivia Newton-John, but whoever sings Physical, it is literally the gayest thing I've ever seen, and I've seen gay porn. It is the gayest thing I've ever seen, but it's the singer, whoever sang it, I can't recall, running around all these dudes, but they're all wearing like those tiny 80s shorts, and they have those big puffy 80s haircuts, so they all look like Chippendales dancers, like from... what's that movie? Detroit Rock City?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just looks like you walked into a Chippendales. It's like a bunch of gay dudes and like Cyndi Lauper or whoever dancing around, like touching their oily muscles.
Nice.
It's like crazy gay. It's hilariously gay. And I don't know, like, who, you know, I'm sure in the 80s they were like, yeah, get me some tiny shorts and some puffy fucking hair. But it did not age well.
I think we're looking at it backwards. I think, like, a lot of the stuff we see with, like, stereotypical gay people comes from that era.
Maybe.
Like, it's like holdout fashion from that time.
Well, but that's, I don't think in the music video these dudes were supposed to look as gay as they did. I think maybe 80s.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't think they look gay at the time. I think they look gay to us looking
back. Okay, so your hypothesis is that modern day contemporary gay dudes dressed like straight dudes did in the 80s?
Yeah, sure.
Something it's an like interesting that. Theory, and I'd like to subscribe to your newsletter.
Got some pamphlets for you.
Yeah, that is... I could see that. Yeah, I think so. So is there anything else new with you guys? Anything happening?
Well, David, these days at the Target, they don't schedule a whole lot of people to work, so I often end up working customer service to fill in for them on their breaks.
Yay.
Sure.
This week I had two people. We'll start with the guy that was weird, but not super weird.
Okay.
So people always come up to return stuff. Most of the returns are just closed. It's like, this is too small. Okay, good.
That's fine.
Do you have the receipt? Good. Guy came up, hands me a space heater. And I said, was there... And the question is, like, oh, okay, I can return this. Is there anything wrong with it? He goes, well, it says personal space heater, and it didn't heat up what I would consider my personal space.
He's like, I own a warehouse on the outskirts of town. Cold as shit in there. That's my personal space.
I'm returning this on grounds of semantics.
I'm sitting there thinking, I don't think it's supposed to be a personal space heater. I think it's supposed to be a personal, comma,
space heater.
It's your space heater, not that it's going to heat your personal space.
Yeah, you install it like in your clothes.
Not heating my personal space.
I installed it in my house. My personal space should always be heated now.
It was just the weirdest, like, dude, you could have just told me no and gone on with it. I don't need, and he kept on talking about it. I was like, yeah, real disappointed in this. Didn't heat my personal space.
I don't care. Yeah.
If I were in that situation, I'd be like, excuse me, sir, you must have confused me for the comments section of Amazon. Let me process this for you so you can get the fuck out of here.
Well, I just kind of stare at them until they stop talking while I'm doing the thing.
That's funny. But it's always funny to like stare at crazy people telling you crazy shit to see how long it takes them to start hearing themselves. Sometimes it's never.
Often now, it's never.
Yeah.
Then I had an older lady come up with a toy, and it's like, it looks like one of those blind boxes. You can see inside of it, and you see, like, it's a plastic cupcake, and there's a doll inside, and it has, like, a cupcake hat.
Okay.
Where can I get one?
Target?
It was the only one left.
Oh, no.
She said, oh, I have a question for you. Is this doll black?
Is it black?
And you can't quite see the doll. And okay. She shows me her receipt, and her
receipt
says...
one black doll?
No, it says cupcake African.
What?
So I don't know, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, well, they look like a blind box, so I couldn't really tell you. Let me look it up, and I can find no information on these things. She goes, because I'm giving it to my granddaughter, and I don't really want her to have a black doll.
What in the fuck?
Why
and
not?
And immediately, I was like, it's a blind box, so she'd have to open it to find out. She goes, yeah, but is it black? Because I don't really want her to have a black doll.
You're
like, listen, it's fine that we have
blind.
To share schools and roadways with them, but I will be goddamn to have a child of mine interact with one of them.
Why buy a blind box then and not just a doll on the shelf that you
Why
can
not
see?
Pick a different toy so you don't have to be like, excuse me, do you have this in a better race?
Right.
Well,
coming European.
It was the last one. It was on clearance. I said, and eventually I was like, yeah, I guess this one's black. Do you want me to return it? She goes, yeah, you can return it. Oh, if it's black, I guess that's probably why it was the last one.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I would even settle for Asian. I would even take an Asian over a black doll. Don't you understand?
Am I saying this loud enough?
It was so weird. Like, and she just keeps on saying, like, I don't. Because she's white, I don't want her to have a black doll.
Holy shit. What? Oh my God. That is insane, Andy. I don't know how I would have dealt with that.
Well, I just kept a very straight face, returned the doll, and then was like, here you go, bye, leave, please.
Oh, my God. That just speaks to the comfort level of certain people in certain situations.
But that guy's Lily White. He knows that we don't want black things.
Listen,
he's on board with this.
I think we're on the same page, and she, like, rubs her cheek.
Well, I mean, like... At Christmas time, we had like everyone and their mom saying the N-word at our house, like it really? Was nothing.
But that was different. That was still not right.
You still
then.
Had to stop them from saying it because it wasn't well, stopping.
We were all quoting yeah. Chappelle Show bits.
They were all Rick James. It was terrible.
I just watched Django Unchained.
Yeah, there was 9 people. They're all doing Rick James impressions while we watched Django Unchained. But yeah, so way to paint my family as racist. Cool, thanks, Krista.
I oftentimes have to say, well, "Oh, good. You guys want me to leave dinner? Is that what you want?" They're like, "No."
The conversation was how bad that word is and how it shouldn't be used, and Mom was slipping into anecdotal stories where people had used it in front of her yeah. and not censoring that. So it's not like they were just braying the N-word.
Saying it because yeah, no.
Moral of the story is.
Slightly better context.
Yeah,
slightly.
You know, but then we all put on our hoods and got on our white horses. What's so wrong? We're all ghosts.
We're all the ghosts of Christmas future.
God damn it. Now I can't remember where I was going with that. I had to defend my family's honor. This slanderous lie.
You were talking about how weird it is for an old, like, and it's almost always older people or rednecks that are like,
definitely.
Like, I'll get done helping out a large Hispanic family, and the big fat redneck after will be like, yeah, Mexicans, huh? And I'm like,
Here's the situation I'm in. Like, even though Mexican is not a derogatory term, I still find myself second guessing saying it in front of people because it feels
it's
like
it's used that way.
Yeah, it's all like, especially in this state, it's used as such a slur when it's just like where they're from. Like, you wouldn't be like, oh, those Italians. Like, you wouldn't say that under your voice.
Well, and I have a similar problem with, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but Is Jew like a slur or
I don't think it is.
Here's
I don't
the thing.
Think so.
I've been talking
about that guy is a Jew. If you're saying it like that guy's a fucking Jew.
Yeah.
I think
I think it's a double edged sword like that, because I've been talking to Mata about Jewish shit, because that's all we talk about. Hi, Mata. You know, about pay us about you know, all the various bot and bar mitzvahs and stuff. And I don't think, because I've been like, I think I've even asked him once, like, is it cool to just say, like, oh, you're a Jew? Like, you're not pointing an accusatory finger at them while saying it, obviously, and be like, you're a Jew. But you could be like, okay, you're Jewish, so you're a Jew, right? Like, I don't, that's the way you have to say it. And I think I got a pass from him, so now I can start saying the K word, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going to go from 0 to 100. Yeah, so it's weird. And also, since I've adopted shaving my head and growing this beard, I kind of look like an angry white nationalist. Mm-hmm. So I now have to, even more so than before, because I always did this, I go out of my way. Like, if I see someone of a different race, I'll especially make sure that we make eye contact, and I at least somehow imply to them that I'm not a racist.
You give them the wink and the nod.
Yeah, I go, wink, and I say, I pull out a chain around my neck that has a picture of every friend I've ever had. And there's a bunch of blacks and Asians and Native Americans and Mexicans, and I'm like, yeah, coat of many colors. Peace. And then they're like, what the fuck was that interaction?
David walks
it takes
up
us a long time to
Obama.
Get anywhere.
Yeah, I voted for Obama twice.
In the same election. Voter fraud.
David, the white nationalist uniform now is like a long-sleeve button-up shirt and a tiki torch.
Yeah. I do remember that. Whatever happened to that guy who was getting all that shit? Like, the really prominent angry guy?
He keeps on getting punched, and I think he dropped off the radar.
Okay.
David, we had one of the big pictures from that rally was a guy that goes to the University of Nevada, Reno.
Yeah.
He no longer goes to the University of Nevada, Reno.
Yeah, that's...
Because people would see him and be like, racist! Yay! It's you, the racist that we all saw. He's like, I'm not racist, I just love white people more than anything else.
Yeah. Oh, man. I kind of want to stay away from politics, though, because I'm sure everybody's had an impacted ass full of it at this point.
I have
just keeps getting worse all the time.
You kept on. You said, "Is Jew a slur?" The way I've been seeing it used on Twitter, it certainly is.
It definitely feels that way, and so that's the thing. I mean,
did you know that the Jews and George Soros are trying to take away your assault rifle?
I did.
I feel like I knew that too. I wonder where I.
Yeah, if you listen to Twitter,
a little bird told me, a blue one.
Let's not get into any of that. I'll just get angry.
That's the thing, though. It's crazy times to be alive. It's weird. So here's the thing. As you grow older, you talk, like, every time I talk to someone younger than me, I say, back in my day, like every other old person on the fucking planet, I say, back in my day, we did it this way, and it's always a shittier way of doing things.
Yeah.
This is, like, the only time in history I say, well, back in my day, we had the second Bush, and we were happy with it. We loved it, in fact. Like, some people were angry, but it was crazy good. Like, the...
I don't know what movie or TV show it's from, but I've been seeing this three posted things where it labels Kevin Nealon as a millennial. He goes, "Hey, what are you up to today?" And the kid goes, "Teenage rebellion." He goes, "Fuck yeah, fuck the old people."
He's like, "Stick it to the man."
Yeah, that's the thing. Here's what everyone always tells you, but no one ever listens to. Everything. Like, old people are essentially telling you exactly what's coming, and everyone who they are telling it to is so disinterested that it is impossible to give one single fuck.
David, but that GIF also, not GIF, like that three-panel little image thing also drove home to me that we're the parental generation now.
The basically.
Parental generation?
We are the ones of, the millennials are now parent age, and we're at, the kids are now Generation Z.
Right. Well, you know, but I feel like everybody, as they move through these, like, even... I'm sure if you pulled a turnip farmer out of the 1600s and, you know, somehow convinced him that it was all a dream and you asked him how his life was going and he was 50, he'd have the same story my dad had when he was 50. He's like, oh, these kids and their newfangled turnips. You know, that we got
these new politicians I can't trust.
This crazy new aqueduct system that I think is never going to work. Like...
Bush knew when to shut his fucking mouth and stop being retarded.
But, you know, here we are. We're living in interesting times. So I feel like...
Isn't that a curse?
Yeah, it is. But I don't know how to finish that sentence.
Yes, it is. Speaking of politics, let's do my creeping.
Oh, well, here's the thing I want to say, though. My interest in the 20s could be mirrored in 100 years based on this time period.
Mm-hmm.
So
I suppose, yes.
Imagine in 100 years from now, whatever that culture is, someone dressing like you or I, long after we're dead, someone dressing like...
Based on where we're going, radioactive mutants and Morlocks.
Yeah, so imagine a Morlock with like a Mario shirt on wearing cargo shorts. And he's like, oh man, 100 years ago, things are so much better.
Should have been born 100 years ago.
Man, I miss the internet.
But I think once the nuclear radiation seeps in, everybody wishes that they were born 100 years ago.
Well, you know, I'll just wait for the next go around, because eventually some other species will rise up, as we did from the super fauna, as they did from the dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's gonna be octopus.
I'm interested to see. Now this is
you've never played Splatoon because you don't like Nintendo.
I just don't want to...
But there is an overarching story about it where humans did destroy each other and, like, the radiation made these squid people.
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing that I may just be spitballing right now. But as we, you know, came from nothing, you know, single cells to fish and amphibians, like, each one of those things got a little better at what they did. So... I mean, nothing ever went backwards. Like, the dinosaurs could do way more shit than anything in the Permian age could do, which could do more than what the Cambrian could do. So imagine, like, in let's say another 5 million years, I wonder if we'll be giant monsters with incredible intellect, or we'll be super small because we'll start saving our body's resources.
There is a, speaking of being advancing... Mm. There's a depressing theory about why aliens haven't visited us.
Oh, yeah, I like that theory.
Is that once you reach a certain point in technology, your civilization destroys itself?
It's called the Great Filter.
But then how would those aliens with advanced technology to... Oh, no, you're saying so there's no aliens at all because it collapses.
Well, there are aliens, except that once they reach the point where they would start getting into the space travel capable. They destroy themselves with the technology that they have.
Yeah, it's like an inevitability uh-huh. of technology that you will eventually destroy yourself when you get to like a certain point.
Who's
one of the theories.
Who's postulating this theory?
It's fairly widespread from my understanding. I don't know who this, like put it forward to begin with.
Here's the thing though, this kind of feels like a flat earth theory because there's no way to test it.
Well, it's one of those theories of like why we haven't seen anything or why we haven't gotten signals from anything.
Well, here's the reason. There's not very many planets that can sustain life and the universe is literally infinite.
Yeah, but even then there's, you know, like radio waves and there might be other some sort of evidence that we could pick up from here.
But, and here's another reason why they, if they do, now, granted, I'm sure in an infinite universe, I'm sure other life forms exist, but what if there is a plain and simple fact that, like, faster than light travel is impossible?
It's possible.
Could be, yeah.
It's so possible that it's impossible.
We could be like the hillbillies of the galaxy and not know it because everyone else who's doing much better can't get off their rock and come visit us.
And they're hillbillies too.
Yeah, but they're technologically advanced hillbillies.
Well, and one of the other theories, which I kind of find a little... I don't really know how to feel about it, honestly, is that we are the most advanced ones. And that could be why we haven't found signs of anything.
Because we're great!
Possibly, but again, like, we're so far away from the next habitable planet, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Let's terraform Mars.
It's all
just
pissing
into it. Oh, God, I read an article the other day, about three sentences in, it was that... Trying to colonize Mars is just another way that the patriarchy is keeping everybody down. And it was so far to the left that I was like, ooh.
So far to the left?
Like, I'm pretty far left, politically spectrumed. This lady was like two steps beyond me. She was like, yeah, these men and their rockets that look like penises and they're putting sports cars on them and shooting them to Mars.
Sorry about aerodynamics, lady.
Here's the thing that blows my mind about those people, whether you're super into feminism or whatever your, you know, whatever cause it is that you fight for, like, what are you doing, man? Like, don't you have anything else to do? Like, I understand that the wheels of progress move slowly and without great effort, they will not budge. But, like, maybe dial it back a stop or two, for Christ's sake.
I kind of assume that she had a deadline. Like, she has to put out an article every month and she's like, ah, shit.
Yeah, I feel like there's no... You're always looking for shit that isn't there. And, you know, if you go looking for something, you're going to find it. So all those people who are like, oh, you know, you're mansplaining, all those like every woman who says I'm the feminist of your worst nightmare or whatever. Those people, like, hey, man, like if I started if I walked up to you and you were in cowboy boots and I filled one with piss and then pushed you down a ravine, like is that going to make you listen to my ideas any better? Like, maybe back it off just a little.
Well, why'd you ruin my cowboy boots?
Oh, I was more worried about dying in the ravine.
Oh. I wanted you to have something to drink when you fell down there.
Oh, thank God he left me some of this.
All right, guys. So let's keep it moving along. Like to publicly shame Joe for a minute. Oh, Dave, let me do my bit. I said, Joe, show's coming up. Call into your bit. He didn't do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe he listened to the show where his bit is no longer relevant because Google knows too much.
Well, no, we talked about retooling the bit, so this was supposed to be the maiden voyage of his new, you know, thing.
Tell him to use a really thick accent next time.
Hello, it is me, Joe Intern.
Suka biet!
Kevin Shaw, Prost!
Anyway, guys, it's now time for, you know, Andy's specialty... Creeping on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom, Andy, what do you have for us?
Now, the first one doesn't have a title. It just starts with a picture that looks like everybody's conservative father wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
He looks really disapproving.
Like a military-style haircut?
No, he's got the hair parted on the left, combed over.
Okay.
Salt and pepper, he's wearing his glasses, and he's staring at you like he just discovered you watching some anime. He's
got a big bushy mustache.
Classic 90s dad cut.
Yeah. And here's the ad. I'm a 55-year-old Christian male.
And if you don't like it, you can shove off.
Andy.
Oh, Bale. Christian. I'm a 55-year-old Christian Bale.
Whoa, he's an otherkin? a celebrikin.
I'm also a conservative and not a liberal snowflake. Except that he spaced out snowflake, so it's like a... It's not the words.
Well, okay. Listen, he's not a snow, nor is he a flake.
Well, that's good. At least he'll show up. I'm an in-charge type of guy who, in my relationships, makes the final decision on everything important and settles any and all arguments.
Mm. Oh, so a classic 50s douche.
He sounds like a keeper.
Why can't we beat our wives anymore?
Look, guys, I'm always looking for somebody to make my decisions for me.
Make yeah. life a lot easier.
Do you ever are you ever burdened by free will? Not with this guy, baby.
I'm a firm believer that most problems in modern marriages are because there is no clear hierarchy, which can lead to a power struggle, unnecessary arguments, and oftentimes, divorce.
Oftentimes, death. What power? Like, what power is there in the home?
He has a very skewed view of marriage.
Yeah, like, is your wife a soldier you have to exert force over?
Yeah, I'm like the general of my wife's vagina.
Captain Poonslayer reporting for duty.
Nice.
I tell her when to push out the troops.
Get in line, privates.
Oh, God. They're always in a line. Man, oh, man. Yeah, but this guy definitely wants things to be like McCarthy's America.
Well, yeah, well, it's that thing that never happened where it was like, remember Leave It to Beaver and how all our families were like that? Like, you are full of shit.
Never. Like, remember, we even have that. Like, remember Full House when every episode ends in a hug? I can't even imagine hugging my brother. I maybe did it three times.
One of your
times.
Sisters is actually two twins?
Yeah, and they're 4 hours in a clip.
That's that whole ad. I just thought he was like, why? And it looks like it's on Tinder. Actually, it looks like a Tinder profile, so I don't know why anybody would swipe on this one.
Swipe.
Because he's got that strong jaw.
Yeah. With Republicans, you always have to swipe right.
Is that, I don't know, Tinder. Is right good or bad?
I don't know, but it really fits the joke.
Now, I don't know if this one is lyrics from a Ween song, but here we go.
Okay.
It's all in caps. I probably shouldn't shout it all. No. Want to cover yourself in tape and suck me off while we listen to Ween?
Cover yourself in tape?
What kind of tape?
Gaffer's tape.
Doesn't say.
There's a lot of different kinds.
Audio tape.
M for M. I'm going to read. I never read this part, but he says he resembles David Hasselhoff and Huey Lewis.
Oh,
like both of them at the same time?
Those are
like a good cross.
Those are two men who look strikingly similar.
His body is fit. Hair, good amount, not overwhelming.
Plenty on the back.
An overwhelming amount of hair.
Yeah, you will not be overwhelmed by the amount of hair I have.
6 foot tall, fears, business deals gone south.
What?
Who, why? You're having a guy come over to cover himself in tape and suck you off. Is he going to ask you if you want to invest in a ski company? Shut the fuck up.
I have a similar fear, but it's drug deals.
Drug deal, yeah. Adam's always stealing drugs.
No, only when they go south. That's the only thing I'm afraid of.
I like him going north.
Anything south of the Mason-Dixon, he doesn't sell drugs there.
Yeah.
Native language. English, baby. English.
Duh. Like, yeah, okay.
Is that two different languages?
English
baby
no,
and English?
No, English and baby English. So he does baby talk.
Yeah. Status separated.
Aww.
Man,
age 57.
He couldn't work out that he wanted to have a dude wrapped in tape suck him off with his wife.
I need this, honey.
I need a man cave.
Chocolate and Cheese, best album. You agree, right?
What? Oh, yeah, okay. I forgot about the Ween thing. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I would think that Guava, better album personally.
See, I've only ever heard one Ween song, and it's Homo Rainbow from the Chef 8 album.
You guys clearly aren't compatible with this guy then.
Yeah. Come on, guys. You haven't heard Voodoo Lady? Like that's one of their best songs.
Don't know.
Mother of God. Krista, don't pull that up while he is reading this ad, and we'll play it softly underneath.
No, do not.
It'll probably be an ad. Oh, no.
Well then, cover your salty body up in some tape and get to sucking off my wiener while we listen to some spinal meningitis.
I love when people say wiener. Because it's never used to mean penis, and this time it worked.
Get to sucking off my wiener.
Hey, you ever seen spinal meningitis? Have you ever seen a wiener like this? Wiener.
No.
Why is my body so salty?
Yeah, why do you have a salty body? Well, you were a sailor. I think like it sticks to you.
I'm pretty sure I've washed it off at this point.
No, the sea follows you everywhere.
Yeah, you have a roasted, salted wiener.
Salted I can understand nuts. Salted, but why is it roasted?
You know, sun's out, wang's out.
Wean's out.
I did have that t-shirt for a while.
Sun's out, wang's out.
Sun beams out, my peen's out.
Mm-hmm. Adam had that t-shirt for a while. It was a 90s style sleep shirt that went down to his knees, except there was a hole cut for his dick.
Yeah, it was upside down v-neck.
If I see that star, I whip out my cigar. 90s reference, right, guys?
Sure. I want a boy who's not afraid to hold me in the dark. Maybe my basement.
I don't like
second we get in the basement, it's we're getting weirder.
No, well, that's a Ween reference. So
okay, so the rest of it is Ween references then. I just want love, but that's for another time, baby.
Don't be a voodoo lady, be a dude with a wiener.
Trying to fit wiener in here more.
Now we can breathe into each other's mouths.
Oh, God.
I don't want to do that with somebody I actually love.
That just sounds so unpleasant.
Yeah.
I thought we were like kissing and I went,
oh, I thought we were just like breathy.
Yeah, like your buddy breathing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I love exchanging used gases.
I'm a very fit guy.
Oh, good.
Good. You know, if you're into Ween, you got to be fit.
Good for you.
I'm a very experienced businessman.
Doesn't like deals going south.
I kind of picked that up on his biggest fear. That'd be like, what's your biggest fear? Oh, when there are too many cows to milk. They're like, what do I do for a living? I milk cows. Spoiler alert. What the fuck?
I sweat just like everyone else, not as much as some.
Okay, I'm sure that's true.
I have a convertible.
I guarantee he owns a Miata. Those are so popular with literally everybody.
I hate smartphones.
Oh, no. Is this Adam?
I have a smartphone.
I know, but it doesn't mean you like it.
I hate it.
See, it is Adam.
I hate smartphones.
You sussed me out. Found my secret Craigslist ad.
I didn't know you liked Ween that much either.
I love Ween and I hate smartphones.
But my smartphone love plays Ween. My Ween albums. It's a conundrum.
Love Ween, hate. No, love Wiener, hate smartphones.
I thought it was going to rhyme.
I forgot what he actually hated, so I had to go with the second love. Smartphone. Which is why the thing was off.
Don't give me that baloney, except he didn't spell baloney right.
So he also hates baloney.
Is it B-O-L-O-N-Y?
Balogna. No, it's B-A-L-O-G-N-A.
Mm. Balogna.
So baloney.
Baloney. That's it.
What?
He actually want somebody to be covered in tape?
Here's what I miss about the old days, goddammit, if I may pontificate like an old man for a little while. In the old days, when you read a Craigslist ad where somebody wanted to wrap you in tape and make them suck you off, they gave you details, goddammit. People are cutting corners left and right. Where's the meat of this ad?
Remember it's in the wiener.
all that wiener meat. But remember the like play Mario when I come out of the bathroom dressed as Luigi and bang you in a hotel? That was a masterpiece. This guy's like, doesn't tell you what tape he wants. He doesn't say if there's going to be money involved. There's no crab meat or fake crab meat in his freezer waiting for you. Like, what's going on?
Here. I'll calm you down. I got a really short one.
That I want details. How do you think a short one is going to calm me down?
Jack it into my wallet right now.
41 in Motown.
Motown. Whoa, Motown. I wonder if he plays the bass guitar.
I mean, this is pretty short. J.O. in my wallet, and I'll carry it around the rest of the day.
Ugh. What time does he want to meet?
He doesn't say. I will go to work at a well-known local machine shop with your fluids in the part with the dollar bills. Send a pic.
Why?
Oh, who is Andy, those dollar bills are in circulation.
Again, I want details. Why does he want the jizz in his wallet?
Because it makes him horny while he's machine shopping. I don't know.
You've just made David more fussy now.
Andy, I want a detail, and you're like, just giving me a premise. This is actually worse than the last ad. There's less detail. He just says he wants jizz in his wallet. Why?
Krista, can you swaddle David?
What machine does he work on?
You guys get him all riled up, and I have to deal with him afterwards.
What does his wife say about the jizz? And the wallet?
Is he going to step on a train?
Yeah. What kind of machines are he making? Damn it.
He's making pressure cookers for giants.
Pressure cookers for giants. Come on down to Target and get a pressure cooker for giants. What? So are we talking literal giants or figurative giants? Like people over 7'9" or like Jack and the Beanstalk?
Like Jack and the Beanstalk.
That is a ridiculous business plan, Andy.
You were on board. You had him on the hook until you said that part.
Yeah.
Oh, I usually they're called usually they're called covered heated pools, but
I mean jacuzzis?
I mean, you can have a heated pool, David.
Who calls them jacuzzis anymore?
People,
let's hop in the cover heated pool.
People, I call them the spa.
Hey, you guys want to take a dip in my heated pool? My tiny
You guys want to take a dip in my pee-pee bath?
It smells like hot piss, but we'll be drunk on white wine.
Man, one of the best times, like, we used to go to the hot tub all the time. One time we went down there with a few friends, and we had a pretty shy friend with us, and these drunk cougars got in the hot tub with their, like each of them had 4 Coronas with them, and start, like, they surrounded that boy and, like, started, like, twiddling his hair like, you're cute.
What about hot tubs? What about hot tubs requires you to drink?
Everything.
It's a social bastard.
It's like, maybe, like, there's something in that's hardwired into us that's like, oh, you're going to be dipping yourself in a vat of other people's piss and skin cells? Corona.
Here, take your mind off of
Boone's
it.
Farm.
I don't think I've ever been in a hot tub where I didn't have alcohol.
Yeah, even like as a kid, if you ever get like, when Sean was still living here and we were in junior high and he'd have a party sometime or his dad have a party sometimes, I'd get lucky enough to get invited over. Everybody would be in the hot tub. It would be me and Sean stone sober because we're 15 and just a bunch of sloshed like women and men who are like barely keeping it together because they can't pull like their husband's penis out of his bathing suit trunks because we're there.
Way to go. You ruined it.
You're just there messing up everything.
Sean's dad was always kind of a devil may care. Like when we went down for Sean's wedding, he had bought too many burlesque tickets. He was like, hey, do you and your wife want to go with me? It's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, it was a very hedonistic atmosphere, but it was always like when we were there, it was always like, let's say there's a knob and when you turn it all the way to 10, that's when like a full blown orgy breaks out. This was cranked up to like a 9.5.
Mm-hmm. Where's that knob at?
It's on the wall. It's on the side of the jacuzzi.
Oh.
It's fuck knob.
I'm going to have to go back home and put tape over that knob.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want a whole bunch of your parents' friends going over and be like, what's this knob do?
Yeah, no. Most people pull it off of the stem and keep it in that small mahogany velvet lined box that the company gives you when you buy one.
Yeah, this is for your orgy knob.
What that was for.
Yeah, but you know, everybody's like, oh well, cool box, and they don't put the knob on there. Before you know it, fuck parties are breaking out left and right. Cause you bang it, you're like trying to slide in like it's cold. You slide into the hot tub, and your fat ass thigh cranks that baby up to a 10. That could be an embarrassing Thanksgiving.
I fucked a turkey.
All right, guys. Well, my desire for details goes unquenched. So let's start wrapping up the show with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
Shit, and I was gonna get the name of that beard balm I used to recommend it to Mata. I forgot. I think it's called Eisner Miller or something. Doesn't matter. So here's the thing. Mata and I were talking about our beards last night because it's what men do.
That's what they do, Krista.
And okay. I quit stifling my beard talk when I'm talking to Mata. And he's got curly hair, which I can't understand because mine's straight, but I'm pretty sure this beard balm. And here's the thing no one will tell you, because on the directions, it's like, oh, put some on your fingers and work it in. That's bullshit. Why are people lying to you? Get a comb, fucking one of those ones with a handle on it. You rub it in the wax. You comb it through your beard. It gets every hair and penetrates to the skin. Do it. I'm telling you, get one of those combs that has a handle on it. It's got to have a handle or you're going to be sad because your fingers are going to be all greasy. Fucking comb your beard like you're combing your hair, like you're going off to third grade, and the hair on your head fell down to your face.
That's a lot of, like, precursors to this.
Yeah, you need a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, so then, like, you're in third grade when the hair on your head fell on your face. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. So, you know, but that's what I would do. Get a comb, comb that shit in. So I'm going to double down on my recommendation for a beard balm. It has made the last week since I started using it much more bearable. Andy, what are you? Did you just do what I think you did?
It's awful.
Why could you have not waited until I was screaming again? Why did you wait for the dead silence to bust ass on this show? We're already so unprofessional. I'm surprised no one has shut us down, even though they do not have the authority. Good God.
I just wanted everybody to know I enjoyed my meal.
Andy, what have you got to recommend for us?
Alex and I saw Black Panther.
Everybody's seen Black Panther. Let me guess. You loved it?
I haven't seen it yet.
It was very good.
Shocker. I don't know what everybody... Like, I can't believe everybody's gobsmacked at all these Marvel movies coming out and being good.
Well, no, I wasn't gobsmacked. I knew it was going to be good.
Well, no, I'm not necessarily you, but, like, everybody on Facebook and Twitter are like, oh, my God, can you believe... I've seen this movie a bunch. It's really good. You know, shit, all the Marvel movies have been good. Like, they've never let you down. Like, quit, like... pretending like, whoa, like a black guy in a movie didn't ruin it.
Are we gonna go see it?
I think I'm checked out on the Marvels for a while.
So David doesn't think the Marvels are good, but
no, I mean I enjoy them when I see them, but I am so uninterested in that genre. Not that it's bad, it's just not my cup of tea right now.
Well, it had very good villains, and I liked the plot, and the music was good, so David can go to hell.
Who's the villain?
There's two. There's Andy Serkis as Claw.
Okay.
And Michael B. Jordan as Killmonger.
And Killmonger?
Killmonger.
That's
he actually has really good motivations in the movie, which is why he was a better villain than Andy Serkis, but Andy Serkis is still pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure, but like with these peripheral Avengers, they really got to dig deep for their villains, man. Like, they're going back.
Well, I could not name for you one Black Panther villain.
Right?
Off the top
like,
of my
that's
head,
the thing. So. Like, nobody knows. Like, it's.
The KKK.
He's like, who. He fucks the KKK. But think of a lot of heroes, I bet I can name their villain, because, like, Ghost Rider is always fighting Mephisto and Blackheart, right? Those are his principal ones. I mean, everybody knows Spider-Man's because they're rebooting the movies every year, so they can't... Like, those can't slip from your mind. And
like, the only villain I could have told you from Iron Man before the movies would have been Fin Fang Foom.
And like, who does Hawkeye... Like, who's Hawkeye's arch? Like, another guy with the bow and arrow?
Assassin, so...
That's the thing. Like, there are so many heroes out there that I don't know if they could stand up on their own... Because they need to have that big arch working against them.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Adam, what do you got for me?
I couldn't think of anything. I haven't really done anything new recently.
Balls, have you bought any new games?
No. I'm sure we already recommended Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I think like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's pretty much... That's the only game I've been playing recently.
I've noticed you guys are playing a lot of golf with friends. How is that?
We played that once.
Oh.
It's fun.
That is a fun game.
Keep in mind, if you buy it, it's in early access, so sometimes your ball might get stuck under a thing.
Yeah, my ball got stuck under a thing and wouldn't technically stop moving, so I could never hit it again, and I just had to wait for time to run out.
That I did notice something strange about the videos on the Steam page for it. I was like, this looks kind of shitty. But now that you say it's an early access, it makes sense.
Well, it's not shitty. It's pretty fun as far as a golf game goes.
And like we played the normal golf mode, and that's fun. But there's a mode that turns your ball into different objects. So like, there's like a cone.
Like
or
every hole, your ball is a different shape.
A hockey puck. The worst one is acorn.
I don't know, the Christmas ornament was fucking me up a lot too.
Or crunch ball. Fuck crunch ball.
What's a crunch ball?
Imagine if somebody took a golf ball and they like extended out the dimples so it was like
it's like a bumpy ball.
Oh.
Oh, it's like one of those dog toys. Weird.
Kinda. It's a really fun, for $4 you can't go wrong. If like I played it with Adam, I had my wife get it so I could play with her.
Yeah, I wish Broforce was cheaper so I could talk more people into buying it and playing it with me. Because I've beaten the game like 5 times now, and it would be a lot more fun with somebody else there.
You can recommend Sniper Elite 4.
Ooh. You know, I thought I would really like that game, and it didn't really grab me when I started playing
it. It's super hard, and it does like it's not very structured, but man, can you blow the nuts off of everybody.
I guess, you know, that's the thing that Sniper Elite has settled into. Like, they found a niche of putting a bullet through 2 consecutive testicles, and they're fucking running with it, man.
Well, and I really like that the concept of, you know, shooting the nuts off a Nazi from 100 yards, but
yeah,
like you said, it's like way too difficult.
Well, and the thing is I'm pretty sure if I was a sniper, I'd be able to kill at least 2 people before somebody was like, it came from over there!
Right, like, yeah, it's World War II. They have, like, old-timey binoculars and shit. Like, who is, like, the eagle-eye Nazi who's, like... And he also has to have the ears
of a
bat.
They hear the sound coming from your pinpointed direction.
Yeah, they can pinpoint the direction of sounds.
Yeah, so maybe... Now, does this take place in an alternate reality where, like, the Nazis succeeded and have super soldiers?
It's an offshoot of Wolfenstein.
Oh, there you go. Do you run into Mecha Hitler?
You have to snipe the balls off of Mecha Hitler.
Yeah, it's like N209 with Hitler's head and like the little windshield.
and what his balls are?
They're in another separate.
Yeah,
tank
a small like a Lexan bubble on the bottom. But he would only have one ball.
They saved Hitler's nut
because he lost the first one in the First World War. Krista, what do you want to recommend to our listeners?
I bought Sims 3.
That's fun.
Yeah, all I got to do was like make my person and then get a house, and my computer got super hot, so I have to get a laptop cooler thingy because it takes a lot.
You could reduce the graphical settings in the interim.
I don't want to do that. Then it wouldn't look as good.
Seriously.
Get that weak shit out of here, David.
Right?
Pardon me.
So well, I'm just playing Catan right now.
You're not working with the nuclear sub that I am. You can get as hot as it wants. It's across the fucking room. Which is crazy. Like, here's one of the things about that computer is like it can handle any game no problem, and sometimes the graphics fan will kick on and off when things get a little hairy. But like when I'm editing photos, that thing is on full bore from like the second photo.
Well, yeah, you need a completely different set of equipment for photo and video editing than you do for games.
It is like blows the doors off of that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Great way to wrap up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, if you want to contact us, that'll be weird, right? But there are ways to do it.
No, David, what was the email you got about some...
My Asian bride one?
Yeah, some nice Asian brides. Didn't it say, like, in your city?
Mm-hmm. They're always in my city. Yeah, here's the thing with the show email. Every once in a while, I'll just get a deluge of spam. And I don't use this for anything. Like, I use this for... No, I don't even know. I don't use it for shit. I use it for just the show. But somehow these people are getting it and are like, oh man, you know what you could really use? Bigger wiener. And, you know, I'll get a shit ton of, like, wiener pill ads. Or, like, it'll be, like... the IRS wants to see your W-2s, and it's like...
I thought you were going to say dick.
The IRS wants to see your wiener.
Make sure
Stop
it's big.
Stop saying wiener.
And it's
weird.
Like a jumble of numbers dot some crazy foreign letter dot like IRS dot GA or something, and I'm like, oh, it's real.
It seems real.
Man, I hadn't thought about it, but I bet I could make my wife laugh a lot if I was like, you want to see my wiener?
Yeah, definitely.
I can't. That word. Oh, just wiener. Weird. Stop saying it. It's weird.
Just keep saying it till it loses its meaning.
Yeah, it's a weird word.
Mm-hmm. Me-word.
A weird wiener. Guys, did
you
I give
out
got
the, a weird wiener.
I don't think I gave out the email. Guys, it's fistfulpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to clog my inbox with your spam, wink.
Yeah, quit sending us porn.
We'll keep. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good for porn. I discovered the internet years ago. you know, we're on Twitter also. We're on the Facebook. I'm always giving away stuff now because Shutterfly is always like, hey, do you want to free this or that? And I say, sure. So if you guys want a free this or that that I usually get, it's a good place to check us out is the Facebook. I guess that's it. You can follow me on Instagram. Nobody's listening at this point, right? So
they certainly are.
speaking of spam, I just checked Dave at fistfulpodcast.com. Got a message here. Good evening, Dave. That's it. Oh. Good evening
saying hello.
To you, sir. Oh boy. And a fine
good evening to
fine
you
Mara.
Too.
Am I forgetting anything, guys?
No.
Talked about all that stuff. We did the staff recommendations. I have an undying love for Rice Krispies treats, the homemade ones.
Everyone knows this.
This is old news. So guys, yeah, until next week, I'm Dave.
I'm Krista.
Wiener.
And I'm Adam.
Saying, remember, kids, wiener, 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 wiener. See you next week.
And we're out of time.
Wiener.
For this. Try to. Fistful of Podcasts Radio.